this book is about God. Quite unashamedly, the reflections are short, and hopefully the illustrations make it relatively easy to understand. But the subject matter is the most difficult, exciting, meaty, and wonderful topic there is, the living God. If that sounds like a dangerous challenge, it probably is. But I believe that there is nothing anywhere that is more worth reading about and responding to than the character of God. In fact, I am convinced that if your knowledge of God doesn't grow, then neither will you. Let me give you a few reasons why I think theology, the study of God, matters. Theology matters because of Penida. Penida was 14 when she was taken from her home in Thailand to Malaysia by a sex trafficker. She arrived in a city she had never seen before and was told that she had been sold. She was told she had to have sex with between 5 and 10 clients each night, every night, if she was to pay off the debt. If she refused, she would be beaten and would not be allowed to eat. She was allowed to sleep between 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. in a locked and barred room with 7 other slave girls and was forbidden from even putting her head out of the window. Helpless and terrified, she sat on her bed waiting. Thousands of miles away, a group of lawyers and investigators had seen something of the character of God. They had read Amos and the Psalms and Isaiah and encountered the God who championed the cause of orphans and widows and victims. Taking seriously God's anger at injustice and the biblical commandments to set free the oppressed, they set up an organization that, among other things, prosecuted child traffickers and freed sex slaves, funded entirely by the charitable donations of others who had also gained revelation about the God of justice. International Justice Mission, IJM, was born. Penida never saw her first client. The night she was going to start, a raid was conducted with local police based on an undercover investigation done by IJM. She was set free without ever having to pay or prostitute herself, and 94 other girls were released in the same series of raids. 94 rape victims, made in the image of God, who were set free because some lawyers they had never met read their Bibles and discovered something about the character of the living God. Theology matters. Theology matters because of Dave. A tall, sociable salesman in a small town in England, Dave had no background in Christianity and no interest in getting one. Like millions around him, he was destined for an eternity without God. That is, until his first child was born. Looking down at the miracle of life in his hands, Dave couldn't believe it was an accident and marvelled at the wisdom that God, if he existed, must have in order to create his daughter. It was a life-changing moment. He and his wife Julie repented of their sins, got baptized, and committed themselves to their local church. 20 years later, having brought up 2 Christian children, given generously to further the gospel, and run a marriage course numerous times, Dave and Julie are moving 3,000 miles away to help build the church in Canada. Revelation that the wisdom of the Creator God changed a man, a family, and a church. There are millions of Daves around the world. Sadly, there remain some Penidas, and there is still work to be done. But it is theology, the revelation of who God is, that saves Daves and frees slaves. Being convinced of God's sovereignty is the only thing that can strengthen a martyr or inspire someone to plant a church in the Muslim world. Seeing his holiness is the only thing that can produce the kinds of revival we read about in church history. Understanding his fatherhood is the only thing that can mend people broken by abuse and fear. Grasping his grace is the only way to get free of legalism, false expectations, perfectionism, and who knows how many other modern sicknesses. Seeing how scary God is serves as the ultimate weapon against sin.